evening. Welcome to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We're going to start off with a song, Come, Now's the Time to Worship. I want to introduce you to Brennan Laugen, who is sitting in for Jason tonight. He plays on Sundays these days, but he transferred over from NIAC to finish his degree at Waldorf in music education. And we have Antonio on the drums and Matt on the bass, and I'm Ben, if you haven't seen me before. So welcome. Howdy out there online. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 2. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, now is the far to worship. Come, just as you are before you. Just as you are to worship, come. Just as you are before your God, come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those gladly chose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are. Tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly chose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those.
We come to worship you. Come, Lord Jesus, and meet us here. We've come to seek your heart. We've come to seek your will. We've come to seek your light. Pour out your goodness upon your people. Give us new life this day. Empower us to love you and to love our neighbor. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good evening tonight. Good evening, family. Again, wherever you are and whenever you join us, we're glad that you're here. So I'm going to just touch very briefly on the announcement sheet and give you a few heads up. Our theme from now until Advent, late November, is God is. God is. And there's a blank after that, but tonight it's simply God is. We have to start there. God is. If God is something, then God is. So you should have gotten a little paper that says God is, and I'd love you to give me a short answer, one or two words. But then the second line, if you have a little longer answer, you could use that second line for a little longer answer. And just drop those in the offering basket on your way out. Again, we'd love to see what you have to say about God is. So, announcements sheet is up to date in terms of our prayer concerns and people we're praying for. So keep those people in your prayers. It's up to date on things that are happening. There is an announcement here that, you know, if you're well and strong and able to come back to worship live, there are some needs that we have in terms of volunteers. So you can take a look at that and give Jackie a call as you're able. And then we just want to say tonight, good luck to the girls, Forest City girls volleyball team. We wish them well as they play tonight and as they move forward in the tournaments. Also, congratulations to our football team and cross-country team. Sounds like they're all doing really well, so congratulations to them. With that, we now turn our hearts to the Word of God. So thinking of this theme again of God is, tonight's scripture is from Exodus chapter 3. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their suffering, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God said, I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that it is I who sent. This shall be a sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. But Moses said to God, If I come to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So Moses is called by God to do a very important task. He is to confront Pharaoh, the most powerful man on earth at the time. And he is to lead the Israelites, Pharaoh's slaves and God's people, out of slavery into the promised land. Moses' response, I think, might have been a little bit like people's response today when they get a call from a poller. This is so-and-so doing a poll. Can I get you? Click. Yeah. So God had a plan. God announced God's presence through an angel from a burning bush. And we're told that when Moses' attention was turned toward that bush to see why it wasn't burning up, it's then that God called his name, Moses. Moses. God had caught his attention. Moses then responded with a question that you and I often respond with, who am I? Who am I that I should do this task for the Lord? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Who am I that I should liberate the Israelites and the Egyptians from slavery? That's right. Not only the Israelites needed liberation, but so did the Egyptians. Think about what it must do to one's soul to treat another human being equal to or less than an animal for 400 years. This story in Exodus, the Exodus story, is in all of Scriptures the central story of God's work of liberation. And it's full of drama. It's full of power and resistance to that power. It's full of demands for loyalty, and it's full of intrigue and murder and death and life. Up until this point, Moses has been the rope in a tug of war between God and Pharaoh. Moses was born into the house of a Hebrew couple, an Israelite couple. And Moses' life, even as he was born, like every Hebrew boy child at that time, had a price on his head. Pharaoh had instructed midwives to kill every boy child born to the Israelites as soon as it was born. But Moses' sister and mother and some of the midwives resisted Pharaoh's command. And Moses was put into a basket and floated down the river. And Moses was discovered by Pharaoh's daughter and raised in Pharaoh's house, nursed at the breast of his own mother, yet raised to call Pharaoh's daughter mom. Who will win the tug of war for Moses' life? Who will win that tug of war? Is it Pharaoh? Or is it God? It's in this story that we have from Exodus 3, Moses' call story, that finally reveals to the reader whose claim rests on Moses' life and who will win this tug of war. And it is God. Moses, I am the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So come, and I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Out of slavery to liberate them from Pharaoh's tyranny. But it's after Moses says yes that he has his toughest job now facing him. And the toughest part of that job is not convincing Pharaoh to let God's people go. His toughest job was to convince the people of Israel that God still exists. That God is. 400 years they had been enslaved, mistreated as property, mistreated like animals or less, mistreated harshly. After 100 years, 4 or 5 generations of suffering under that kind of mistreatment, crying out to God, most of us would have given up on God, and said with Nietzsche, God is dead. But 400 years, 16 to 20 generations, oh my. How could they ever believe that God would be coming to them now? So Moses asks, if they ask me, what is this God's name, what should I say? Well, again, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's own house, and the Egyptians had over 2,000 deities. Perhaps Moses was expecting to hear the name of Amun-Ra, the hidden one, or Mut, the mother goddess, or Osiris, the king of the living, or Ra. Ra, I think that was the one he was waiting for, the god of the sun and radiance, or Horus, the god of vengeance. But instead, God's answer is simply, I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. It's unclear exactly which tense is with it. God's answer really simply is, I am. But we can't say, I is, can we, in English? So we say, God is. God's name really is God is. God is the one who promises to be with Moses, and God is the one who promises to be with the Israelites, and God is the one who promises to be with us. God has no fancy name or fancy title. He has no Muhammad Ali charisma behind his name, like, I am the champ. I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Just I am who I am. I was your ancestors' God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am now your God. I will be always your God. In our culture, we think 40 minutes is too long to wait for God. 400 years. It's nothing to our eternal God, but it's an eternity to us. We've been waiting 9 months for a COVID virus to die out, to disappear. We're tired of it. We may be tempted to wonder, is God with us or not? Is God alive? Or perhaps maybe Nietzsche was right. Perhaps instead of thinking that God is, we might be wondering, perhaps God isn't. God isn't listening, God isn't with us, God isn't even alive. And I think many have given up. But that's why God may be calling your name. That's why God may be calling your name. So come, God says to you and to me. Come and I will send you to whom I will send you. I will send you to bring her to me or to bring him to me. Come and I will send you. When I say that sentence one more time, just say your name. Come, I will send you. I will send you to this world that has been tempted to give up on me. I will send you to this world who wonders if I'm alive, so that you with Moses can speak the truth that God is and God will be. Amen. What is that holy name? Jesus. Having heard the gospel proclaimed in our midst, let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. For each, the beginning of each petition, of course, we start out with the words, I believe. So I invite you to say those words with me. And then I think we can say it all together tonight. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, for your church, the church that is built on the rock of Jesus Christ, the one who died and on the third day rose again, defeating death, defeating the power of sin and Satan, and giving life to all those who trust in him. We pray for those who have lost their faith and pray that this church might be empowered to go and tell, to go and witness, to go and encourage, to go and bless, to go and be Christ to those who have given up. And we pray that you would strengthen your church to be that light in the darkness, to be that hope in despair, and to bring Christ and him crucified and risen to this world who so desperately needs the life that only he can give. We pray for those who are sick and suffering, especially brothers and sisters in this congregation who have asked for our prayers. We pray for the family of Forey. We pray for Jan, for Heather, Susan, Angela, the family of Larry, for Jill and Diane, for Ashley, Lou Ann, for our missionary, Karen Anderson in Chile, for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Magallanes, and brothers and sisters in that congregation. Let them too be a light in their world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for our students and teachers and administrators and college, the Waldorf University community. We pray for those in Winnebago who are struggling to stay healthy. Lord, we just lift all of these people up to you. We pray for those on the front lines of the service industry, whether they're in the health field or the other service industries. We pray, Lord, for their safety and their health. Just let your spirit be a shield around each one of these people. For those who are sick, bring them healing. For those who are well, help them to stay well. And just bless this community as we continue to make our way through these trying times. Bless our brothers and sisters in other congregations as well. Keep them safe and give them wisdom to guide their folds and to feed your sheep. All this tonight we pray in Jesus' name. Whatever else you see, dear Lord, that we need, we ask that you would provide from your amazing storehouse of heavenly treasures. Amen. Our sending song is Trading My Sorrows.
If you'd like to stand up, and I know there's... Huh?
Stand up.
Yeah. Stand up and free up your hands and put your hands together. We are few, but we're going to have some fun. Here we go. Ready? Joy of the Lord.
And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, amen. I was pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, this promise will endure. His joy's gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes. Not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, and his joy is gonna be my strength. Oh, the sorrow may last through the night, the joy comes with the morning. I'm trading my sorrow, the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Say it again. Yes, Lord. God is. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is good? All the time? Have a great night, everybody. See you next week, if not before.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.